Chapter 1.
Annabelle. Annabelle.
Annabelle sighed sleepily and rolled away from the persistent voice, interrupting her exhausted slumber.
Annabelle, wake up!
The voice said, more insistently. Sister Clara and I were up all night with a foaling mare, Annabelle mumbled wearily, recognising Sister Maud's voice. The abbess said we could sleep in today.
Aye, well, she wants you up. Your mother is here.
Annabelle rolled abruptly onto her back in the small cot and blinked her eyes open to peer at Maud with amazement.
What?
Your mother is here and the abbess sent for you, Maud repeated patiently. She then moved away to collect the gown Annabelle had stripped out of and left on the floor when she'd reached her room. Annabelle sighed when she saw the disapproving expression on Maud's face as she shook out the wrinkled gown. She had no doubt the woman would tattle to the abbess about the ill treatment of her clothing. The thought made her wish she'd taken the time to fold it neatly and set it on the chest at the foot of her bed. But it had been near dawn when she'd stumbled to her room. She'd been so exhausted she'd simply dropped it and tumbled into bed to fall into a dead sleep. That error would see her doing penance rather than going back to sleep after she saw her mother, she was sure. Recalled to the fact that her mother was there, Annabelle sat up on the side of the small, hard bed, in her hair shirt and chemise, and wiped the sleep from her eyes as Maud turned back.
"Why is my mother here?"
she asked, standing to take the gown the woman held out. "I would not know. She was taken to the abbess the moment she arrived, and they have been sequestered in her office since," Maud said stiffly, her gaze sliding over the hair shirt visible beneath Annabelle's chemise. The hair shirt was to remind Annabelle not to rush about in an undignified manner. She was always to walk slowly, with poise, as a bride of God should. Since she was already wearing it for one offence, her punishment for the discarded gown would probably be a whipping, Annabelle knew, and had no doubt Maud was enjoying the prospect. The woman had always disliked her for some reason. Annabelle tugged her gown on over her head. She was waking up quickly now, worry rushing the process along. Her mother's being here couldn't be a good thing. After all, the woman hadn't been to see her since delivering her to the abbey 14 years before. It had to be something important that brought her now. Had her father died? Her sister? Had Waverley Castle been taken by marauders? The possibilities were endless and none of them were good. Good news would hardly bring her mother with the dawn. She must have ridden through the night to arrive that early. How long were they sequestered in the abbess's office? Annabelle asked with a frown, doing up her stays.
How should I know? I have better things to do than stand about keeping track of your visitors,
Maud said primly, watching Annabelle grab her brush and begin dragging it quickly through her hair, ripping viciously through any knots encountered.
Does the abbess know you have not yet shorn your hair?
Annabelle stiffened at the question. The abbess had ordered it several weeks ago, but Annabelle simply hadn't been able to bring herself to do it. She was not yet a nun, so hadn't felt she needed to perform the mutilation yet, and had kept it a secret with her wimples. Rather than admit as much, Annabelle set down the brush, donned her wimple, and headed for the door with a rushed, "Thank you for waking me, Maud." She could feel the woman's eyes burning into her back as she hurried out of her room, and took a moment to worry over whether the nun would search her cell for other infractions to tattle on her for. But there was nothing she could do about that, so Annabelle turned her attention to why her mother was there instead. She started out, nearly running, in an effort to get to the abbess quickly, but a scowl of displeasure from the prioress as she passed her made Annabelle slow to a fast walk, until she turned the corner and the prioress could no longer see her. She then broke into a run again, and didn't slow until she turned into the hall where the abbess had her rooms and office. Annabelle spotted the two women talking outside the abbess's door at once, but knew her mother only because she wasn't the abbess. Annabelle had been sent to the abbey at the tender age of 7, and hadn't seen her since. This woman looked nothing like the mother of her memory. Her mother had been a fair-haired beauty with sparkling eyes and colour in her cheeks. She'd always been smiling or laughing. This woman was pale, her hair more grey than blonde, her eyes alive with worry rather than joy. She wasn't smiling. Her mouth was tightly compressed, anxiety showing there as well as in the way she was wringing her hands.
"Ah, Annabelle,"
the abbess said as she spotted her. The good woman then turned to Annabelle's mother and offered a reassuring smile as she patted her hand.
"Here she is. You can be on your way now. All will be well."
"Thank you," Lady Withram whispered, staring at Annabelle with fierce concentration as she approached. Actually, the way she was looking at her was rather disconcerting, Annabelle decided. If her mother was not quite what she recalled, she herself apparently was nothing like what her mother had expected, or perhaps hoped for. Annabelle was sure it was disappointment she saw flash across the woman's face, before her expression closed up tight.